Major pesticide label changes are in effect for the 2025 growing season, bringing significant adjustments for South Dakota farmers. The EPA has removed the label for over-the-top dicamba application on tolerant soybeans, greatly reducing dicamba use in soybean fields this year. Program Manager Tom Gear with the South Dakota Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources.
The only legal application that you can do would be pre-plant, you know, of a dicamba product, but that has to be done before the planter rolls into the field.
Another key change, chlorpyrifos is no longer an option for sunflowers and corn, impacting pest management, especially against pyrethroid-resistant red sunflower seed weevils and, in some cases, corn rootworm beetles. In response, the South Dakota Department of Ag has secured a special local need label for malathion, offering farmers an alternative pest control solution. Gear explains.
We did, 2 years ago, have an emergency crisis exemption of, say, use malathion to help with the resistant red sunflower weevils. Producers did have pretty good luck using it.
Five malathion products are now approved for use in South Dakota, but growers must follow label restrictions, including application rates, timing, and endangered species protections.
And also you need to reference fieldwatch.com, which is a great tool to use, and it lets you know where all the beehives are located in South Dakota.
As always, following pesticide label instructions is essential to ensure safe, effective, and responsible use. Reporting for the South Dakota Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources, I'm Pam Geppert.